Who should be listening to this talk, and to whom would it be relevant? If you have a lot of stop, STOP, in your life, it could be relevant to you. Have you noticed that you have an idea, but almost immediately you throw up roadblocks to any action that you might have considered? Are you the type of person whose mind jumps from idea to idea, but then you don't make much progress in any direction of those ideas? Do your ideas seem to invite a lot of complicating ideas to them when you start to think about them, or you give your attention to the original idea? Does your life's journey feel like driving on a local road with so many stoplights, so many stop signs, cross streets that slow you down and bring up so many decision points? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I turn? Should I continue? Should I speed up? Should I slow down? Do you feel as if you don't get enough accomplished on a given day? When you look back, it's like, what have I done? I didn't get anything done. Do you have a lot of want-tos and have-tos and so on, ought to and should? And do you have a lot of counter-intentions to them? You have a lot of things to do, a lot of ideas that come to you, but then you have just as many or maybe even more reasons not to do them. Is this a problem for you, resulting in dissatisfaction? If so, this talk may have relevance to you. Let's talk about the ideas of stop and go. It seems obvious that stop and go are both connected to ideas of more and less. We want to be, do, and have more, and we want to avoid being or doing or having less. Go must be related to these sets of situations, and it must also be true that stop is related to them too. We go for more, and we stop to avoid becoming less. We put on the brakes when we're driving a car in order to avoid accidents. Accidents will make us less. Some people won't drive a car. In other words, they stop themselves, maybe before they learn how to drive, or after they learn how to drive, then they stop driving at all. The people who are able to go into various activities have the ability to formulate a valuable reason to go that seems to be more influential and more empowering than their reasons to stop. The other important factor is that people who go have found a way to gain energy out of the processes of being, doing, and having. Not everybody has an ability in equal measure. In fact, perfectionistic people, they tend not to be able to harvest good feelings from their activities because their activities and their actions and the stuff they do and plan are not perfect. That perceived inevitability of bad feelings that is involved in activities of go leads a person to avoid go and to overuse stop. Underlying the go-stop balance, or more likely imbalance, are beliefs that these patterns are built upon. Stop is mostly driven by impulses of rejection. To correct this imbalance, we should look for experiences in our own lives that could have resulted in why we believe that stop will make us safe. We learn lots of things in life. Stop and go are two of those things. If we were rejected by one or both parents early in life, we learned rejection and stop. If we were unwanted by our parents and/or siblings, we learned rejection and stop. If we were taught that perfection was expected of us, we learned rejection and stop when our flaws became visible to us and to other people. If we were raised with the doctrine of management by disapproval, we learned rejection and stop. Years ago, I was taught how to prune fruit trees. At first I was worried that as I was cutting the branches that I was hurting the trees. But when they started to grow in the spring, I realized that the act of pruning was really an energy flow control technique. Controlling where the energy was going to flow and not flow. Instead of a tree flowing energy to too many small, weak branches off the larger branches, the remaining small branches got a lot of energy and they grew stronger. In fact, they grew strong enough to support the weight of the now larger, healthier, and heavier fruit that grew on them. Energy will flow. And in the cases of those fruit trees, the energy was now dispersed among fewer branches, fewer blossoms, and fewer buds, and produced better, bigger, healthier fruit. Think of dividing a pizza pie to feed a 10-person family. Now think of that family being only 5 people or 3 people. More energy will be available to each person. Instead of pizza, think of those same families dividing attention, time, care, love, reading, and playing together. And it's easy to see lack and deprivation developing in an overburdened, under-resourced family. In cases where stops are very common and overused, the only available forms of go are going to be taken. Children for whom love was stopped will act out go, in other words, often in self-destructive and antisocial ways. The idea is any attention is better than no attention. So if there's no positive attention, negative attention is better than no attention. Energy will flow. Having healthy paths for those flows, of course, that's our goal. That's the goal of most families, and it ought to be the goal of our country. Sometime early in life, most people, on an individual basis, form the idea that all paths, all activities, all people should be and do exactly what we want. We think all roads should be flat and straight and everything should come to us easily. All weather should be warm and sunshiny. But when life doesn't work that way, we can become shocked or angry or discouraged. When you really think about it, very little in life is actually smooth and flat, especially living processes. Let's take a beating heart as an example. A beating heart beats and beats. But in between the beats, there is no beat. There's just time, and there is no beat. We accept that the rhythm of the heart is normal, even though if we were to diagram that action, it wouldn't be smooth, and it wouldn't be flat. Breathing is another process of life that demonstrates the rhythm of inhalation and exhalation, and it is not smooth, and it's not flat. I have lived in California, near the Pacific coast. I didn't surf, but I certainly appreciated the surfers' commitment to going out into the ocean in the early morning. I'd noticed them as I drove to work. They were out there to catch the waves so they could surf. Between the crests of waves, though, were low points that weren't powerful enough to move a surfer toward the shore. So they waited for the waves. No one is surprised that an ocean has waves. No one is surprised that the beating heart produces waves of blood flow. No one is surprised that the modern devices that rely on waves of energy, such as our mobile phones, car radios, computers, televisions, and a whole bunch more. Instead of expecting life to be smooth or flat or easy, why don't we expect life to be waves? If we appreciate that life comes in waves, we can notice this rhythm, and then we can shift our focus of attention to where in the wave and where on the wave am I now? Instead of finding fault with the current situation and complaining about it and whining about it and thinking it's permanent, we could know that this situation as a wave is in the process of changing. How it is at any one moment doesn't mean it's going to stay that way for any length of time. It is going to change because it's a wave. Rhythm is a gift. It's a gift in creation from divine consciousness. The other gifts talked about in Christ Returns Reveal Startling Truth, Letter 1, are growth on every level, nutrition and nourishment, healing, protection, fulfillment of need, work, survival, and a system of spiritual law and order, the law of cause and effect. Divine consciousness, as it's providing for our well-being, doesn't deliver all these gifts in one huge event. These gifts are delivered in waves over time. Otherwise, just imagine, we would be born full-grown with everything we need. It's like, that's not what happens in life. We get what we need when we reach for it and when we allow it. Some things we get automatically if we don't interfere with them. To have a lot of stop in our lives, we have to anticipate being stopped. And for that, we rely on memories of being stopped, early experiences of being stopped, early experiences of being managed by disapproval and told no. In order to have a lot of stops in our lives, we also have to intend to stop other things, to include other people. In other words, to have stop dominate our experiences in life, we have to focus our attention on stop. And that can be a problem. My father took great pride in being an excellent driver of automobiles, and he taught the kids that too. He gave us that mindset. But my father was also a lawyer and a judge. He told me, more people are killed by the brake pedal than the gas pedal. He was describing the very real physical danger of stop. To make that statement, he obviously drew upon his legal and judicial experiences. I learned this lesson a few years ago from interacting with a client from the UK. She had purchased a product from us and felt as though she hadn't received all the parts of the product. She emailed the company a pleasant email expressing that belief. I don't think I got everything that I was entitled to with the purchase of X. She followed up with another one or two emails that were forwarded to me. And I decided to call this woman on Skype to get clarity, to find out, because of the delay in time, exactly what it is we hadn't done that we were supposed to do. Very pleasantly, she explained her situation and her point of view. There was no animosity, there was no antagonism, there was no blaming, and there was no fault-finding. It was interesting to me that I noticed that my responses to her were all very positive. I really wanted to satisfy her. I wanted to give her what she wanted, and I did. And she was right, so she deserved to have what she wanted. But after that situation was completely handled, I looked back at it and I realized this is what I learned from her. I learned that if a person will continue to reach for what they want without creating resistance in themselves or in others, they are guaranteed success. All you have to do is keep reaching. Keep reaching. Instead of convincing yourself or resisting yourself or telling yourself not to or antagonizing the people who are going to help deliver what you want, you're guaranteed success. I was pretty impressed with that lesson. It's a pretty cool idea to know how to guarantee success, since most of us want to be successful or do things successfully, and we want to have the rewards of success. Our tendencies to use stop as the means to be safe, though, that needs to be healed. So, If we've got stop, we're not going to be reaching, because reaching is a symptom of go. You go, And it would be even cooler if we could learn how to draw the needed wave energy to us in order to move forward successfully to create what we want in our lives. These waves exist. These energy patterns exist. Our well-being is being supported. All we have to do is find the wave, and as it is building, let it carry us forward. As you know, and I know, it's easier to stop a car going 1 mile per hour than a car going 10 miles per hour. That says stop and go appear to be inversely proportional. That means if go is high, the tendency to stop is low. If go is low, the tendency to stop is going to be high. If stop is high, go is low. So if we look at that and go and can determine at any one moment what is going on or stopping in our lives, we're going to be more aware and we can make different and better decisions, more fully informed. So here are some factors to be considered in managing the go energy and the stop energy. I've got 8 different items. I'm sure there could be more on this list. Number one, we need to know what we specifically want. Specifically. To say, I want to be rich, or I want to be healthy, or I want to be happy. That is not specific, folks. That is not sufficiently described. It is not going to create a wave that you want to build and build and build that you can ride. Number two, we need to know why we want it. And again, this needs to be specific. Just know, to be happy. I want to be happy, so it's better than being unhappy. That's insufficient. That is not going to cause this wave to naturally build to carry us to what we want. So we need to know why we really want what we want. The third thing is we need to know the means of energy acquisition involved. If we want to create something, if we want to do something, if we want to be something and have something, there's energy that's going to be required in that. And how we're going to acquire that energy, what just understanding the process is essential. This is not all about doing and doing. This is about awareness and understanding. So we need to know the means of energy acquisition involved. Four. We need to know our fears about the means of energy acquisition. Have we tried to acquire things previously in our lives, and those memories are coming up telling us, no, stop, and pull back? Then we'll know that, I need to know that. We need to know that in order to take the brakes off. Otherwise, these fears are going to be controlling us, and our go is going to be reduced, and our stop is going to be increased. The fifth point is, we need to know what resistances may occur. If we understand that, since it's not a smooth, flat road in life, that there are going to be certain times where inertia, gravity, other circumstances, other people are going to happen. We're going to be tired. We're going to lack the resources. We're going to have to do research and any number of other things. And it's like, if we know that ahead of time, we can plan for it. And when it occurs, it doesn't imbalance us energetically. We don't, I quit. I give up. No, we won't have that experience because like, I anticipated this possibility and this is how I'll handle it. It's simply a problem that needs to be resolved. No big deal. The sixth point, we need to know what doubts we have about our own capabilities in this process. When you really think about it, we are the key component in this whole process. It's how we feel about ourselves at any one moment changes how we perform. It changes who we think we are, who we be, what we're willing to do or not do, And that will show up in our going or our stopping, our beliefs that we're less rather than more, and we'll be holding back, and it will reduce our havingness. So how we feel about ourselves and our capabilities and what we believe to be possible in our own lives, we need to know that. And the more we explore that, those things that, where did I get that belief? No. We can heal those things, and we can jettison these false, erroneous beliefs that we've been toting around for years and years, and in fact, using them in our decision-making process about what we should go toward or not go toward. The seventh point, we need to develop our ability to recognize the wave pattern that is going to build naturally as we reduce our fear-based and self-protective-based resistance. Having resistance is natural. It's like, oh, that person got sick because their resistance was low. Okay. If you think of it, our skin resists penetration by any number of bacteria and protozoa, viruses. You'd go, oh, yeah. So this level of resistance, on the one hand, is part of our immune system, but when it's out of fear, it's magnetic, and it draws stuff to us that we don't want. And if we recognize, like a surfer, that this wave is going to be building, maybe not at that moment, it's like, oh, this is the dip between the crests, so, you know, it's never going to have a wave here to carry me toward shore. A surfer knows better than that. And we can know better than that. And when we become aware of the wave patterns, you go, okay, I can feel it building. I can feel it. My enthusiasm, my commitment, my confidence is building. Those are waves, people. And then the eighth point I have is we need to allow action that is aligned with that wave. That wave is a wave of support. It's an energetic support that'll carry us forward in the direction that we want to go, in the fulfillment of our need, in the healing, and the growth, and our protection. It is going to carry us. And taking action, standing up on the surfboard, or paddling real fast if we were an outrigger in Hawaii when that wave shows up, this is really what we want to do. It's a function of awareness and then our energetic participation, taking action, expressing the energy that we've taken in, contributing and aligning to the energy that's going in the direction we want to go. We don't want to row in a direction that the energy is not going. We don't want to row upstream when the energy is coming downstream. That is counterproductive if we can do it at all. We can become aware of our patterns of go and our patterns of stop and how they relate to our beliefs about more and our beliefs about less. And we'll be able to understand why we do what we do and how to make better choices. And then when we stop, it'll be because we've done it based upon information in present time, not some childhood event that we couldn't control. I'd like to end this service with a prayer. This is a pluralized version of the prayer from Letter 8 in Christ Returns, Reveals Startling Truth. See if you can hear the waves and the support in this. If you can hear the go in this. Father, Mother, Life, you are our life, our constant support, our health, our protection, our perfect fulfillment of every need, and our highest inspiration. We ask you to reveal the true reality of yourself to us. How about the reality being these loving energies that flow rhythmically to support our well-being in the ways I mentioned. We know it is your will that we shall be fully illumined that we may better receive awareness of your presence within and around us. We believe and know that this is possible. We believe that you protect and maintain us within perfect love. We know that our eventual purpose is to express you. As we speak to you, we know that you are perfectly receptive of us, for you are universal, loving intelligence, which has so marvelously designed this world and brought it into visible form. We know that as we ask you to speak to us, we are sending out a consciousness searchlight into your divine consciousness. And as we listen, you will be penetrating our human consciousness and coming ever closer to our increasingly receptive minds and hearts. We commit ourselves and our lives into your care. Thank you. It is so. Amen.